There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To make it 7 after the hour. I'm not making it 7 after the hour. I'm telling you that the world is at 7 minutes past the hour. Wherever you are in the world, you are at 7 past the hour. That's it. Bottom line, we've got it taken care of. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Molly Page is here. And we're interested in what's going on in our world, in your world, in the world. You may be interested to know that smoking cigarettes may lead to a whole lot more than just lung cancer, according to a study out today, linking the habit to cancers of the esophagus, colon, bladder, and 8 other regions of your body. Nearly half of U.S. deaths to cancer in people who are 35 and older, 167,805 out of the 345,962 people that died of cancer last year, half of them associated with smoking. Why do we not outlaw smoking? We outlaw everything else. We've tried to keep people from smoking in various buildings and various places in our country. Why in the world do you and I, who do not smoke, have to suffer at the hands of those who do?
Smoke secondhand smoke. People's ears if you did that.
I'm sorry, I don't really give a shit about. I'm tired of people abusing me by smoking, standing in front of me, blowing smoke that I'm absorbing. I don't want to absorb it.
Well, aren't there laws now where most buildings people can't smoke?
I'm not talking about buildings. I'm talking about walking down Fifth Avenue in New York last Friday, and a guy lights up in front of me and turns around and sort of blows the smoke up, but it isn't really up. He's blowing it into me, and I resent it.
Away from himself.
Yeah, just away. Yeah, get it away from me.
It's a habit that is hard to justify because, look, if you are
horrible.
A drinker, if you're drinking and you just drink and you don't get in a car, you're really only hurting yourself. Maybe
unless you're drunk and you crash into somebody else's car.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't get in your car, you're hurting only yourself, really.
Yeah.
That could be argued.
Yeah.
You know, if you abuse other drugs and you don't put other people's life at risk by driving around or something, you're hurting yourself. But smoke hurts everybody.
Yeah.
So, but what about when you're walking around New York and exhaust coming out of buses?
That's irrelevant. What has that got to do with anything? So both of them are bad. So because one is bad in one way and another is bad in the other way, what are you going to do?
I'm giving you the smoker's argument.
No, I know. You're playing devil's advocate.
I am playing it.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. It doesn't work for me.
Have you ever smoked, Molly? I did when I was younger. Yeah, when I was like 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
You were one of those naughty girls. I don't know, a day or two.
Yeah. And it make you sick?
You know, it didn't so much because when you're young, your body just bounces back from everything.
Really?
I couldn't put up with
it
now.
Why did you stop? Yeah, why did you start?
Because I was modeling, and it was how you stayed thin. I drank diet soda and smoked.
What a sickness.
That's why they all look so unhappy.
Yeah.
Well, they are. They're so starving.
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
Yeah.
They're angry.
Can you imagine what that does to your disposition? Never mind. This is not just for women. I'm talking about anybody who lives like this. Smoke, drink Diet Pepsi, and don't eat. There's a recipe for happiness.
Well, I also ran a mile a day.
Ah, perfect.
Well, that
better.
Adds your happiness.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But
that's how you have to, what you have to do if you want to be that thin, really, unless you're just built that way.
Well, you know, I mean, just not eating is probably the better way of doing it. Why add to it? And plus the fact, smoking, if you want to be a model, yellows your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It does horrible things to your skin. And that's what really amazes me. When you look at some of the people, you can tell because I grew up around it and I saw my mother do what she did to herself and die at the age of 50, her skin looked like leather.
Yeah. My grandmother too. And I've told you that story after she died and I was trying to clean up her house and I was using a steamer.
Yep.
And I went to touch my brow and I had the steamer and it hit the wall and her yellow wallpaper, I thought that was yellow, actually white. The nicotine just flew right off when the steamer hit it.
Yeah. And with my parents when they were younger.
Ugh. Yeah. Right.
Disgusting.
Killed my dad at 69.
Yep. But there are people who will argue personal freedom.
I agree. Yeah.
So stay out of my way, too. Stay out of my life. You can smoke yourself to death. Get the hell out of my life, though.
Smoking isn't a singular sport. That's the problem. It's like other drugs you can do and they don't impact other people, but smoking really does.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Unless you're in a wheelchair and you work for Dish Network and you want to service customers, then it impacts other people and you're going to get fired.
Right.
He wasn't smoking cigarettes. He was
smoking pot.
We don't know that he was smoking it either. He was ingesting.
How else do you ingest it? Do you use a bong?
Eat it.
Yeah.
Use a bong. So Richie loves it when I get into drug talk because I sound like I'm.
Say the word again. Say bong.
Bong. So can you use a bong?
For those who haven't heard, there's a guy from DirecTV who was quadriplegic who got fired for testing positive for drugs for medical marijuana.
We're trying to figure out how he
did the drugs. He did not do pot while he was at work. It was on his own time.
Right.
But it can stay in your system for days.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right.
Yes, you can use a bong, but it's
conversation continues about the rich and the poor. Where is the middle class? Where is the middle class? I want to know, and I'm going to find out. Peter Kiernan, who's a Wall Street person, has written a book trying to establish where the middle class is at the moment. So if you are what you consider to be middle class, you want to listen to this conversation coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty buffin' mask if we're sponsored.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. We'll be right back.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, welcoming Peter Kiernan into our radio world. He's written a book called Restoring Our Middle Class. It's American Mojo. What's going on with the middle class? Peter is a Wall Street vet, venture capital person. He's written about where we are. We hear him a lot on radio and television programs. So, Peter, the focus here is the American middle class. Somebody might say to you, wait a minute, you're a Wall Street guy. What do you know about the middle class?
Well, I think that's a reasonable question. I was a Wall Street person. I left 15 years ago, but in that intervening 15 years, I've spent most of the time watching what's going on with the middle class, and it's changed dramatically from the 1950s concept of sort of an essentially white experience that was based on earnings.
Yeah.
Today it's very, very different. We're a far more complicated organism than that.
You present a different picture than most. If you listen to the people who are always trying to set up this advocacy for the poor, they say the wealthy need to pay more in taxes, that sort of thing. You have suggested in this book that a group of people have, or a small group of people that have seen their wealth go up, but most Americans who are considered middle class are not there. Is it the fault of the rich?
Well, look, there's an orgy of evidence, right, that there's been a concentration of wealth at the upper end, and that's not debatable, it's not contestable. Which, to me, where the real action and the real concern should be focused, including by people on the 1%. We have 45 million people who are poor in this country, and that's awful. That's unacceptable. Way too many.
So what do we do about it? Is there something to be done? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There is something, and that part of the challenge is that just above those 45 million poor are another 50 million Americans who are hovering. Just a twist of life's knife, a cancer diagnosis, a car accident, a lost job, away from a trip down to poverty. So if you look at it now, 40% of American kids will get food stamps for some period of their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Some people make the argument, Peter, that it's by design, that the government has created these various programs to keep people in their stable, if you will, of control. And that many of the things you're talking about, not you, but that are being discussed, are facetious.
Well, you know, I take a somewhat different view, and that is that if you look at what the American people have, there is a reservoir, a powerful reservoir of talent and ability and drive, and that if anyone was in the White House, Democrat or Republican, for the last 8 years and said, I'm going to make creating great jobs my number one priority, I'm going to move heaven and earth to create great jobs, we would have seen a dramatically different experience in the life of the middle class and all those hovering poor who are middle class but subject to the threat of spending some time in poverty.
So how do you create jobs? Is this up to the people who have money that can invest in new businesses? We have a feature on this program that focuses on entrepreneurs and new business people and inventors. I'm trying to push the American dream, but the government keeps getting in the way with all of their rules and regulations. So startups have a tough time.
Let me respond to that.
Yeah,
that's a phenomenal question. Number one, we have no argument that our infrastructure is crumbling. We have the world's greatest infrastructure, and we're allowing it to crumble. I say what we should do as American citizens is take the same attitude we had during World War II. Let's create a bank together, a public-private bank, and call it the American Infrastructure Development Bank, and commit as a nation to spend $1 trillion on our infrastructure. And into that, I would expect every one percenter to make a commitment. Every pension fund, whether it's a public pension fund, a union pension fund, a corporate pension fund, to commit. I say that we would create great jobs, we would rebuild our infrastructure, and we would do one more thing. Particularly if we're willing to do something like war bonds where every American participated, we would engage the American people in the recreation and the redemption of American infrastructure. That would create world-class jobs.
Right.
And the beauty is that those jobs are multiplier jobs. If I hire one person or you hire me, we have to hire a couple others to support us.
Yeah. Peter Kiernan, the book is called American Mojo, Restoring Our Middle Class Before the World Blows By. Interesting ideas put forth there. Thank you, Peter.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Five songs from this week in 1979, into the disco era. Number five belonged to Donna Summer. A song called Bad Girls. Crank it up, Richie. It's Chuck's voice going here. See, looking this list over, yeah, they're all pretty much, yeah, this is disco. Donna Summer's twice in the top five during this week in 1979. Number four belonged to Randy Van Warmer.
No, it's not. You look at the top five list here. Which one of these songs doesn't belong?
Uh-huh.
It will be this one.
This is it. This is an interesting kind of sweet little silly ballad called Just When I Needed You Most. Crank it up, Richie.
It is. Uh-huh. What do you want me to do? I missed you more than I missed you before, and now we're all find comfort. God knows. Like Bon Jovi or the Scorpions cover this.
Really? Yeah. I just hope that it doesn't happen or hasn't happened to people that we care about in the audience. When you have a relationship with somebody and it falls apart, or that person leaves when you really needed the help or support, it happens. We all have to be tough. Some points in our lives were tougher than other points in our life. All right, so let's see. That's Randy Van Warmer, number four this week, during this week in 1979. This,
by the way, I'd like to remind everybody that's a minute of your life you'll never get back.
Three, it's okay, Richie. Ring my bell. Redundant tune.
Complicated lyrics.
Yeah, very. At number three, Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. Number two belongs to Sister Sledge. That's a good pop song. Kind of envisioned during the production time for this song. If this is the Wrecking Crew or Funk Brothers, how are they planning to do the instrumentation? Because they never really had instrumentation with these songs. They had an idea. They might have a score that had basic music on it for the singers to sing, but they didn't usually put together what the ambient sound was going to be in the background. They just did it as they went along. They were that good. And I'm envisioning them doing that here with We Are Family Sisters Plays number 2. So back to Donna Summer again for the number 1 song. And this week in 1979, Hot Stuff.
You know what's funny?
What's funny, Richard?
Donna Summer was a nice church-going girl, right?
Yeah, gospel singer, came from Boston.
Mm-hmm. Her 2 hits this week are Bad Girls About Prostitutes and Hot Stuff.
You know, she's talking about Hot Pockets.
That's exactly what it was.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And American.
Very American.
Although this song is great in Full Monty.
I don't know how to
take your word for that.
Yeah, right.
That's a great movie.
I'm sure.
Shot for the day. We have a couple of thoughts. This one I tend to like. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. And then our thought from Leo Biscaglia that's posted at DougStefan.com. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Might be something good to...
You realize you just read that over Donna Summer's Hot Stuff?
I did. I was trying to calm down the Hot Stuff. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-689-4242 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-689-4242. Again, that's 1-800-689-4242.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Everybody, good day. 33 after the hour now on the Thursday program, June 25th. Doug Steffen along with Molly Page, the news stage, Kenny Kessler, info wrestler. Kara is at the controls in our Washington studio, so we're at it at the ready, as it were. Lots of things going on with relation to I keep saying North Carolina, I don't know why, because it's South Carolina. The state senator and pastor that passed away with the other eight people in that church who were gunned down by that little twerp. That's a news term.
That's the official term law enforcement's using.
That's the official term, right, exactly. Yes. That little twerp. All right, so why don't we, Molly, get an update on the situation with the services today, and then I suppose we could encapsulate this under all things Confederate-related.
Well, more than 100 people, close to 150 people actually, gathered for a Bible study at the Emmanuel AME Church in South Carolina last night. And it's been 1 week now since that shooting took place there. Funerals for those killed a week ago will take place over the next couple of days. Now, the New York Times is reporting this morning that the Justice Department is likely to file federal hate crime charges against that little twerp, Dylan Roof, since South Carolina does not have its own hate crime statute.
Huh?
Really?
I've corrupted her finally, Kenny.
Oh, it only took, what, 2.5 months? Record time. The Justice Department fears that the racially motivated nature of the shooting would not be legally addressed if Roof's case is only handled in the state court.
Mm.
So a law enforcement source says this directly.
Get him one way or another.
Statute. Yeah.
All right. So any more flags being sold? Yesterday we were talking about how many Confederate flags have been sold so far this week, since a lot of stores were taking them off of the shelves. One wondered, I don't think I wondered out loud about this, whether people were just buying them because they'd be a collector's item, buy them and stash them away. See, those people who think, look at all those flags that are selling, look at all the support there is for it. I don't think that's what it is at all. I think that they're being bought because they'll be scarce and there'll be a market for them. Anybody agree? Disagree? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. They'll be on eBay.
Oh, yeah. Right. All right.
But you can get anything you want in this country, around the world with the internet. So, right. You know, if that's what you want, I don't think you need to rush.
You can also get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
That's true.
I heard that somewhere.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or to Molly or to Kenny at or to Kenny at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Kenny. Let's update social media when it comes to our listeners and what they're saying about the whole Charleston situation.
Well, most of the conversation is about the Confederate flag issue.
Yeah. That's to be expected. Yes, people. It's sad that that's more important to many people than the fate of these nine who died, but not much you can do about the nine who died. They're still dead, and the trial will go on, and this will be a circus for a long time. But the Confederate story, the related news, is something that sort of is changing, I think, day to day, isn't it?
It is. A lot of the focus is shifting from the flags now to all these statues and monuments that are also on state government land.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this story. I've never been in the United States Capitol building in Washington.
Really?
There is a statue there of Jefferson Davis, mm-hmm. the president of the Confederacy,
right.
in the United States Capitol.
Yeah, why?
That's a good question.
That is a good question, isn't it? Yeah. Why?
There is also a statue of Alexander Hamilton Stevens, who was the vice president of the Confederacy, and it says at the base of his statue, "Vice President of the Confederacy,"
right.
And that's just a few feet away from a statue of Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm. I got some feedback yesterday. A listener asked, "When will the censorship end?" Regarding the discussion of the flag. And I think the real story here, at least as I understand it, it isn't that we're trying to keep people from talking about or having these flags. Anybody, I say we, I shouldn't even say we, that there is an attempt to be to be confiscatory when it comes to the flag or to the discussion of what the Confederacy was about. It just has to do with whether there ought to be these flags displayed in state capitals or in public buildings. That's pretty much the discussion. It's not about whether you ought to have them in your house, drape your coffin with them if you want to, cover your car with them. So what would happen, a lot of people have compared the swastika to the Confederate flag. So if you had the Confederate flag on your car or your truck or driving around any place in our country, yeah, maybe people would say something depending on where you were in the North, maybe even in the South. There are a lot of Northerners who have transplanted to some of these wonderful areas. I was thinking of Asheville, North Carolina. Have plenty of transplants in those areas. But what would you say if you saw somebody driving around a pickup truck that had a swastika on the side of it? You see the Confederate flag? Not much other than maybe an eyebrow raised, or that's interesting, or, oh, gee, you know, what kind of a hillbilly hick is he or she? All right, so that'd be the most disparaging thing to get said, perhaps. But a swastika? And the reason I bring it up is because I've heard a lot of conversation on the radio yesterday. I happened to be driving around in my car for a while, and I heard a couple of different programs talking about this, and they both came to the same, and this is what gives people, there are those who denigrate some of the things that happen on news talk radio programs because it sounds like there's a sheet every day that certain hosts get given with the talking points, and you better talk about these if you want to be up to speed with the guys on the right. And so that came about, and I wonder what anybody thinks about that. At the outset, I would say there was a tremendous difference. But yet, I've been here talking about how lousy it is to see the Confederate flag and how we have one flag and we aren't hyphenated Americans and all that other stuff.
Well,
and
yet,
when you put it in that comparative that degree, it seems like the swastika is a lot worse than the Confederate flag.
First, I have no idea why you're listening to the radio.
Why?
And that's fascinating.
Oh, I was in my car and I was driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of a difference, and I've made the comparison as well. But the swastika is from the Nazis.
Hmm.
And so it's Nazi. Not a symbol of Germany.
I hate those guys. No, it isn't.
They're not really.
But it was a symbol of Germany in the past, and so is the Confederate flag, a symbol of things going on in our country in the past.
It's a symbol of when things got radicalized, and it's a symbol of absolute hate, and it's a symbol of the final solution of putting to death millions of people.
A lot of people.
So,
but under the circumstance, there are people who would make that argument, whether they make it convincingly, Molly, or not.
Uh-huh.
Still, people would say, look at all the people that died at the hands. How many slaves died at the hands of those in the Confederacy?
And that's the connection. Yeah, I mean, the Confederate flag has that connection. So I think that's where many people who want it gone now, or at least taken down from public property, it's the same thing. It has the connection. Maybe not everyone sees it that way. Some people see it as a symbol of their home. But it has the connection to slavery, where people were massacred.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684. Kenny, what other comments do you have regarding this?
Ben says, we live in the United States of America. The Confederate flag is a symbol of division. Yes, it is part of history, but that's the point. It is history. It has no business being flown on government property today.
I agree with that 100%. Government property. You do what you want in your own private world? None of my business. None of anybody's business. But when it comes to the public, the perception is different because it's the universality of those who pay the bill. What else?
This is interesting. Nancy says, this is just like ISIS blowing up history, taking down all historical artifacts and hiding under the banner of these artifacts being divisive symbols so history can be scrubbed.
That's the most spectacular leap I've heard in a long time. I hope she stretched first so she didn't pull anything.
Well, see, there's what makes the world go round are different points of view. Got one more, Kenny?
Michael says, how about Mississippi take the Confederate flag off of their official state flag? It's pathetic, insulting, bigoted, backwards, disrespectful, in poor taste, and frankly something that should be removed from society altogether.
Well, we could agree with that as well. I could, as I don't think there's any place for it, but it's not up to me to tell you what to do in your home and in your environs and in a situation where you own your house, you own your car, you own... You know, I'm going to tell you the story because it's really kind of an aside. It has nothing to do with any of this except that I'm believing this event took place. I know it took place in the South somewhere. A guy got upset because he was trying to get a divorce from his wife, or she was trying to get a divorce from him, and they weren't talking, and she moved out, and he lost his job, and he couldn't make his payments. And so he got so angry, he got up one day, and he drove his pickup truck through his house to show his anger. And it happened at the time the house was for sale. And
oh, whoops.
People in the way they demonstrate how they feel, that's the only reason I told you that story. It's just amazing. But it was the reason I told you the story, it sort of clicked a switch in my mind. The police came to his house, but they couldn't do anything about it because he owned the truck and he owned the house. So there's nothing to be done. He can drive a bulldozer through the house if he wants to. It's his house. But yet people in the neighborhood, how come you didn't arrest this guy? Look at what he did. Well, he did it to his own property. He took his truck and drove it through his house.
What were they trying to make the argument that it made the neighborhood look bad?
He seemed a bit bewildered when interviewed by some of the local media. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, Maybe you used the strips or the trays, and that was too much work to deal with, and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Spring has sprung, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint for your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their paint perks benefits to save every day.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Molly Page, Ken Kessler at 13 before the hour. Next up on the hit parade is the situation in New York, most recently underscored by the arrest of Gene Palmer, who was one of the guards there. Molly has the story on him, and I just edited myself. Oh, thank you.
Really? What were you going to say? Were you
going to
call him a little twerp, too?
Had something to do with meat, but that's it.
Oh.
Any further.
Well,
right.
No.
So, yes. all right. So this guy, is he just stupid? He allegedly swapped paint and tools for some of the art from the escapees. I don't even begin to understand what that's all about. So what is the...
I'm not understanding that either, but the bottom line is that Gene Palmer's under arrest. He was taken into custody yesterday in connection with escape of the two convicted murderers from Clinton Correctional Facility. The specific charges against him haven't been announced, so I think there's a lot of speculation right now on this. He's accused of conspiring with the prison worker Joyce Mitchell to smuggle tools in frozen hamburger meat brought into the prison. He has previously claimed he didn't know the tools were inside, and that's what his lawyer is saying as well. And Matt and Sweat still on the lam.
Huh. Matt and Sweat on the lam.
But 3 weeks later, there have been 2 arrests, but neither of the guys who broke out of prison.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, you're going to have for comments on social media there.
Let's see.
Doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, Larissa says, the convicts are turning this into a game. Marco Polo.
That's good the way you read that, too. Marco Polo, Marco Radio. All right, what else?
D says, considering the types of crimes these guys committed and the money they are costing everyone, I hope they are shot on sight.
Save a lot of money, but it's $1 million a day, according to the last numbers we saw. Being spent to try to find these guys, and it's sort of making a mockery of the system. They get their underwear, though. That's important. And then they find anything else. What else do people think?
Steve says, the cops will take their good time finding these guys as they get massive overtime pay for chasing them.
What a
the
cynical.
Search is running around $1 million a day.
As cynical as I am, I hadn't even thought of that. But I suppose that's how it's getting to be $1 million a day without any findings. All right, you have one more?
Stan says, if these guys were smart, they would split up. People wouldn't notice as easily one man versus two.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they got a thing for each other, though. That could be. Add that to the tempo of the conversation. All right, so we've got that taken care of. They're not taken care of, but we sort of have it taken care of. Things under control informationally here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't you love it? Who doesn't love the
book? Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star?
La, la, la.
Somebody
all right.
Thought of that and someone.
I'm going to take the rest of the day off. All right, let's see. This is Kermit the Frog from the Muppet movie, The Rainbow Connection. I'm sitting here trying to come up with Carl Reiner's name and going bananas because I just went swinga. All right, so my number one movie this week in 1979 was the Muppet movie, and who doesn't like listening to this? Crank it up, Richard, will you, please? The whole thing over about 15 times, but we got to get to movie
by
moments.
This song brought to you by Health Martin Writer.
They're very good. Thank you, Richard. The number one movie this week, 1979. Time for the contest here so we can get you qualified for the drawing, which will be held July 3rd, a week from Friday, for the trip to the spa at Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin, known around the world, around our country, as one of the best and nicest spots to go for a great, relaxing, long weekend. So we're going to present to you three different clips from the same movie, which makes it pretty worthwhile. It would be difficult if we had three clips of three different movies. I wanted you to pick one out of it. Dial us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clip.
I've got moves you've never seen.
Kind of cute. It's a summer movie. Number one this week, 1997. Next clip.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life. So dumb, in fact. I can't. Oh, but I'm gonna.
Julia Roberts, right? Yeah, that's Julia Roberts. Yeah. Okay, we have one last opportunity for you to figure out the movie. Then dial us at 888-302-3684. Here we go.
I'm a busy girl. I've got exactly 4 days to break up a wedding, steal the bride's fella, and I haven't one clue how to do it.
Oh, was it
Rupert, what's his face in this truck or two?
Rupert
Everett, yes. Do you remember that?
He's in that.
Yeah. All right, so what's the name of the movie? Help yourself, 888-302-3684. Chucker has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Hi, let's get to the answer. I think, let's give it a shot for a minute. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Trucker gives us some movie news.
Okay, Doug, 20th Century Fox and director Roland Emmerich have announced the full title of the Independence Day 2 sequel. It's going to be titled Independence Day Resurgence.
The sequel,
which takes place 20 years after the original. Now, the plot line is being kept top secret, but from what I hear, aliens will return 20 years later to stop Hillary Clinton from being elected president. I kid, you know. There's no Will Smith, but we will have Goldblum, Bill Pullman, Judd Hirsch, Vivica A. Fox, and Brent Spinner. I believe Brent Spinner, I can remember, was killed off in the first film.
Right.
He played that mad scientist.
He's back as an alien.
He's going to be back in some form.
Yeah.
Other news, Marvel Studios has cast 19-year-old actor named Tom Holland, who was one of the kids in the movie The Impossible, as the newest Spider-Man. He will make his first appearance in Captain America 3 and then get his own solo film. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield both played live action.
It's his own web, if you will. All right, John, what's the name of that movie?
My guess is Mystic Pizza.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's a good guess because Julia Roberts is in it, but not the right movie. Bob, what do you think?
My Best Friend's Wedding.
My Best Friend's Wedding is correct. Number one movie this week, 1997, to qualify for our drawing next Friday to the Sandara Inn in Madison. Good luck to you, sir. Thank you, Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow, 59 after on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.